At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Have you ever felt like life just keeps knocking the wind out of you? And I'm not talking about the big disasters. I'm talking about all the little things that just add up. If you feel totally drained by your own emotions, well, we're going to dive into some ideas from Daniel Sidiak's work that might just be the map you're looking for to find your way back to peace.
I mean, does this question hit home for you? You know that feeling when your entire day gets completely derailed by something that, when you look back, feels so, so small? Here's the thing, you are not alone in this. And more importantly, it's not some kind of personal flaw.
You know what I'm talking about? It's that text that goes unanswered for hours. That one small mistake you made at work. That offhand, careless comment from a friend. These are like tiny little paper cuts to our inner peace, and we just replay them at our heads over and over and over. And before you know it, you feel like a prisoner inside your own mind.
So, what is actually going on here? Well, it turns out we get caught in something you could call the emotional overload trap. Let's break down what that actually means. Okay, the most important word on this slide, it's habit. See, this isn't about who you are as a person. It's a pattern of thinking that you've learned. And the best news about a habit is that any habit can be unlearned and replaced with something way, way better. And look, the cost of living this way, it's huge. It's not just in your head. It's that constant exhaustion you feel at the end of every single day. It's the real anxiety and even physical stuff that comes from being on high alert all the time. And it's that heavy, heavy feeling of carrying around emotional baggage that wasn't even yours to pick up. This is exactly why protecting your energy is just so vital.
Okay, so we've got the what down, but to really fix this, we gotta get to the why. Why does our mind get so stuck in these painful loops in the first place?
Now, this is so important to understand. There's a huge difference between sensitivity and overthinking. Being sensitive, feeling things really deeply, that's a biological trait. About 1 in 5 people are wired that way. That is not the problem. Overthinking, on the other hand, is the learned habit that takes that wonderful sensitivity and twists it into a cycle of suffering.
The book gives this perfect analogy. Think of your mind like a messy room. As all these unprocessed emotions start to pile up, your brain just hits its limit. It's called cognitive overload. So when one more tiny thing happens, like you spill your coffee, it doesn't feel like a small problem. It feels like the entire suffocating room is caving in on you.
And this quote, wow, it just nails it, doesn't it? It gets to the heart of what you could call the thought prison. See, our brains have this ancient survival tool called a negativity bias. The problem is, it misfires in the modern world. It makes us believe that our worst-case scenario thoughts are actually facts, trapping us in a reality that doesn't even exist.
All right, enough about the problem. Let's talk solutions. Let's get practical. How do we actually break free from this cycle? Well, the good news is there's a powerful, actionable toolkit we can use to start reclaiming our calm, like right now.
It all comes down to this simple 3-step emotional circuit breaker. The next time you feel that big surge of emotion, the first thing you do is just pause, stop, breathe, ground yourself. Then you assess. Ask yourself, what can I actually control in this situation? 9 times out of 10, it's only your own response. And finally, you act. But you act based on your values, not on that first fleeting, chaotic emotional impulse.
Now, a huge piece of this puzzle is boundaries, and a lot of us get this wrong. The goal isn't to build these giant walls around you to keep everyone out. Think of them more like filters that protect your peace. This means you stop over-explaining why you're saying no. You stop feeling guilty about your choices. These filters just make it clear what you will and won't accept, and they actually let the good, healthy stuff in.
And this right here, this is a total game changer. You have to learn to recognize when people are trying to make you responsible for their feelings or actions. When someone is gaslighting or guilt-tripping you, they're deflecting. Realizing that lets you just drop that blame because it never, ever belonged to you in the first place. So we've got the tools now, but what are we actually building? What's the real end game here?
It's not just about getting better at managing stress. It's about cultivating something much deeper, a real, stable sense of inner peace.
And this is a massive shift in how we're taught to think about things. We spend our lives chasing happiness, right? But happiness comes and goes. It depends on what's happening outside of us. Inner peace, that's different. That's something you build on the inside. It's a stable foundation that holds you steady no matter what kind of storm is raging outside.
Let's talk about forgiveness, because this is such a powerful reframe. Holding on to resentment, it's like letting someone live in your head rent-free. Forgiveness isn't about saying what they did was okay. It's about you. It's an act of self-liberation. You're cutting the cord that ties you to that pain so that you can finally be free.
You know, we talk about letting go like it's this big party, but honestly, a lot of the time, it's not. It often comes with a real sense of loss, maybe for a person, a dream, or even the old version of you that you're leaving behind. It is absolutely okay and totally necessary to let yourself feel that grief. It's a natural part of any real transformation.
And what happens after that grief? Sometimes there's just emptiness, and that can feel pretty uncomfortable. But that empty space isn't something to be afraid of. It's not a void. It's actually fertile ground. It's the quiet space where, finally free from all the outside noise, your real, authentic self finally has the room it needs to grow.
So I'll just leave you with this one question. What if you actually use these tools? What if you protected your peace? And what if, instead of just reacting to life all the time, you finally started to truly, deeply, and unapologetically live it?